Hi guys, and welcome back to another True Crime and Makeup Time video. If you're new here, my name is Zara and I post a new True Crime video every single week. So if you enjoy these kinds of videos, make sure to join the fam and hit that subscribe button. Today's case is one I heard of years ago and it takes place in Las Vegas and deals with a very tragic yet interesting family dynamic. The question you're gonna ask yourself throughout this whole video is, can you forgive a family member even when they do the unthinkable? Let's get into it. So we are talking about the Indico family, and we're talking more particularly about the brother and sister. So the brother's name was Aristeo Indico and his sister's name was Eleanor. Aristeo, who went by Aris, and his sister Eleanor were born in the Philippines. Aristeo, who went by Aris, and his sister Eleanor, they were originally from the Philippines. They were born there. And I believe Aris was born in the early 80s and then Eleanor in like 1983, but their birth dates get mixed up quite a bit. So either way, I think Aris is older than Eleanor. So growing up, Aris and Eleanor, they were extremely close. Their parents taught them to put family first and to work really hard for what you want. This really stuck with Aris. He found these values important, his relationship with his family, especially his sister. And the both of them would say that growing up, all they had was each other. They were just so close. They did many things together, including train in martial arts. But not all siblings can grow up exactly the same, even if you are raised in the same household, same parents. It seemed like Eleanor began to struggle. She had some troubles of her own. Whereas Aris, he was the opposite. He sort of had his life figured out, his life path, what he wanted out of life, who he wanted to be with. He said that Eleanor would often say to him that everyone liked him better out of the two of them. Their dad liked him better, his job liked him better, and Eleanor just felt that Aris was always pushing her to be successful. And that sounds like a good thing, but it seemed to just irritate her. So as some siblings can maintain their close relationship for a long period of time, Aris and Eleanor could not. In their early 20s, they sort of just fell out. They began seeing each other less, contacting each other less, and Eleanor's struggles worsened as she began abusing drugs. Meanwhile, Aris, like I said, he just knew what he wanted out of life. So when he met a girl named Ashley, he knew she was the one for him. Ashley was born on 24th April 1987, and although she was a few years younger than Aris, they were perfect for each other. Aris said Ashley was the love of his life, the perfect woman. And he believed that any man would have also felt like she was the perfect woman. And he said, although she was white, she was truly Filipino at heart. He said, she loves steamed rice, chicken adobo, and pancit. He taught her some words in Tagalog, and she would always say mahal kita, which means I love you, when she would drop him off at work. Aris fell in love with Ashley's warm and open heart, and he says she just welcomed him wholly. She embraced his culture. She loved everything about him, and she couldn't wait to travel to the Philippines to visit his homeland. In 2006, Aris and Ashley would get married and go on to have two children, a five-year-old son named Alex and a three-year-old daughter named Isabella. They were originally from the San Fernando Valley, but a couple of years later, they moved into a Las Vegas apartment. In 2013, Ashley found herself pregnant once again with their third child, and this time they didn't find out the gender because they wanted it to be a surprise. Their family was expanding just like they wanted. They wanted a big family. Aris dreamed of that. He loved just the thought of it. Aris really believed that the bigger your family was, the richer you were. And as for Ashley, Aris and her family both said that Ashley was just made for motherhood. It just came so naturally to her. She was an incredible, doting, loving mother. She took care of her kids. She took care of Aris, the family, the household. It was her number one priority, and she loved every minute of it. Aris says that Ashley was the backbone of their family. Whatever she wanted in life, she would go for it. She loved being a mom, she loved being a wife, she loved being married. They were very happy in their life. It honestly couldn't really be better. So back to Eleanor. At this point, she was living in a house in Granada Hills in LA, about 4 hours away, I believe, from Las Vegas. And her relationship with Aris was up and down at best. Sometimes they were close for a period of time, and then sometimes they wouldn't speak at all. And this would also be the same for Ashley and Eleanor's relationship. Ashley found her sister Eleanor to be frustrating at times, and I'm sure all of us can relate. I mean, there's always that one family member who you can get along with sometimes, and then sometimes they go and say something dumb or annoying or rude or cocky, and you're just like, why do I even try with this person? And the whole cycle begins all over again. And that's what it was like with Ashley and Eleanor. However, despite this rocky relationship, Aris claims that Eleanor was always present and involved, especially for life's big moments. She was present for their wedding, the birth of their children, and I believe she was even the first person to hold each of their children. And Eleanor was pretty close with the kids, Alex and Annabelle, as they grew up. But I guess an example of Eleanor being annoying was recalled by Ashley's sister, Heather. So Ashley had two sisters and they were twins, and one of them, her name was Heather. So Heather recalls that at the time of Aris and Ashley's wedding, Heather and her twin sister were supposed to be Ashley's maid of honors. But on the actual wedding day, when Heather and her twin sister arrived, Eleanor was already standing by Ashley's side and refused to move and was like, no, you guys are not the maid of honor anymore, I am. Eleanor then apparently physically pushed the twin sisters out of the way, stood in their place, and then also prevented them from taking any photos with their own sister on her wedding day. Now, this story is told by Heather, and if this is true, hello, it's my sister, I'm gonna be throwing hands, okay, Eleanor? I would have moved Eleanor away from the wedding and told her that was completely unacceptable. But in saying that, you know when a family member does or says something so unexpected and you're sitting there in shock like, did they really just do that? Did they really just say that? I mean, that has happened to me so many times, and I'm talking big now, but who knows how you'd really react in the actual moment, especially in a big day like a wedding. Like, you don't want to cause a fight and be the problem. But if you guys have had anything like that happen to you, please leave your stories in the comments below, because I would love to read them later so I don't feel alone. So in the summer of 2013, Eleanor reaches out to her brother Aris and lets him know that she had fallen on some hard times. She was at risk of losing the house that she was living in Granada Hills, and she really needed a place to stay. I believe at the time she lost her job and she was struggling with drug abuse, couldn't hold down a job, and was basically in struggle town and needed help. At the end of the day, Eleanor was family. Aris had his life together. He had two children, one on the way, happy marriage, and he just felt sorry for her and he wanted to help Eleanor out. So Aris and Ashley agreed to let Eleanor move in with them until she got her life back on track. Aris made the 4-hour drive to California, grabbed Eleanor, helped her pack up her things, and then brought her back to Las Vegas with him. Now, given Eleanor and her past troubles, Aris and Ashley were happy to help Eleanor, given she followed their rules. That's completely fair, right? Ashley was nearly 9 months pregnant. She had two small kids to take care of. Aris went to work daily. He worked hard for their life, and he wanted to make sure that having Eleanor in their home was not going to cause any problems. When Eleanor arrived in their home, they sat her down to break down the main rules that she had to follow if she wanted to live in their house. So number one was she had to hold down a job. And they made this pretty easy for her, given that Aris had actually sourced a job for her in Nevada. He got her the job and all she had to do was hold this job down. The second main rule was she was not allowed drugs of any kind. No drug activity whatsoever, no drugs in the home, no taking drugs outside the home, just nothing, no drugs. And this is completely reasonable. There were two small children, soon to be three, in that home, and it was a smallish apartment. Aris said his parents had raised him to do better, to get his life sorted, be on the right path, and that's what he tried to do with Eleanor. He wanted her to fix her mistakes, do her best, and move on with life and have a good life. So the first few weeks of Eleanor living with Aris and Ashley and the kids was going really well. The kids loved Eleanor and they enjoyed spending time together as a family. Aris and Ashley really easily fell back into their close sibling relationship. They were playful. They laughed so hard together. And Eleanor would also help out Ashley by watching the kids from time to time. But at the same time, they would also both clash at times because they were very strong women. Then sometime in October 2013, Aris and Ashley find out that Eleanor had lost the job that they had secured for her in Nevada. But that wasn't their main issue. Their issue was that she refused to get another job. So that's rule number one broken. Then a little while later, Aris catches Eleanor doing drugs in their home. And that was the final straw. She had broken the two main rules to be able to live in that home. And I know some people will say maybe that's a bit harsh because, you know, addiction is real and, you know, she needed help. But if you are asking for help and then you're taking the help that someone's giving you, you too need to have some accountability. If Eleanor was really struggling with not using drugs and she had been struggling for, you know, a little while, maybe if she had confided this in Aris, they could have talked it out and maybe figured something out. But to use drugs around kids, kids that could easily ingest something and have a fatal consequence, than to live freely off my hard-earned money while you sit on your ass, do nothing? No, sweetie. Family or not, I would also be like, bye. And that's exactly what Aris did. He told Eleanor she had 1 week to pack up her things and find somewhere else to live. She had until October 18th, 2013. Now, we can tell that Eleanor is somewhat defiant in her behavior. So instead of being apologetic, trying to fix her mistakes, no. She fought more with Ashley. They clashed more and tensions just really rose high in that home. October 18th was the deadline. Aris and Ashley were looking forward to Eleanor just moving out so they could just get back to the way things were. Eleanor would be out. Their third child was due on October 26th, and it just needed to end, and that date couldn't come fast enough. But the Indico family would not get the ending that they had planned for. 2 days before the deadline, October 16th, things would finally reach a boiling point. On that day, Ashley had gone to the grocery store to pick up a few items and left Annabelle and Alex sleeping in the home with Eleanor watching them. So she returns from the grocery store, and when she's at home, every time she's in Eleanor's vicinity, Eleanor would like slam doors. And Ashley was like, can you stop slamming these goddamn doors? My kids are sleeping. Instead of taking the sleeping children into consideration, Eleanor did the opposite and got in Ashley's face instead, sparking a bigger argument. Later that afternoon, Aris calls Ashley just to check in on her and see how things are going at the house. And Ashley just starts venting to him. He said, she was telling me, I'm totally done with your sister. My blood pressure skyrocketing through the roof. Your sister's stressing me out. I'm 9 months pregnant. And his response was like, okay, just calm down. You know, we'll deal with things when I come home from work. After her phone call with Aris, Ashley then goes over to her neighbor Stephanie's house to vent some more about her frustrations with her sister-in-law. She was telling Stephanie how bad things were with her sister-in-law, how she had until the end of that week to move out, and how she was hoping that she wouldn't wait till the 18th and she would just leave the next day or leave today. After spending about 15 minutes talking to Stephanie, Ashley goes back inside the house. And as one would sort of imagine, you would just think that Ashley and Eleanor would stay away from each other, wait till Aris gets home from work later that day, and Aris can confront his sister and sort things out. But things would take a drastic turn. Aris would never get a chance to fix the situation. 20 minutes after the neighbor Stephanie had spoken with Ashley, she gets a knock on her door. When Stephanie opened the door, standing outside was 5-year-old Alex. And he told her, my mom's bleeding. He also had some blood on his hands, and he told Stephanie that his mom needed help. Stephanie grabbed Alex, put him inside her apartment, and then ran to Ashley's apartment to help. As Stephanie went to get inside the apartment, she noticed that the door was unlocked, but it had been barricaded shut. She couldn't get inside. Eleanor had blocked the door and she told Stephanie to get the F out of here. Stephanie then claims that she then heard Eleanor yelling very aggressively, but moaning in pleasure shortly after. The police arrived soon as Eleanor herself made the 911 call shortly after 6 p.m. She told the operator that she had fought with her sister-in-law and that she was injured. Eleanor had allegedly made this call shortly before barricading herself and 3-year-old Annabelle inside the home. When the police arrived at the apartment, it was Eleanor who opened the door for the officers. She was found wearing a floral blouse and shorts, and her 3-year-old niece, Annabelle, was shaken up but unharmed. When the officers entered the home, they found the entrance of the home covered in blood. They then find Ashley Indico, 9 months pregnant, in a pool of blood, lying dead on the floor of her bathroom. It is believed that Ashley locked herself in that bathroom in an attempt to save herself and her unborn child's life. Ashley was pronounced dead at the scene. When Eleanor is confronted by the police, she shows them 2 shallow, superficial stab wounds on her body, and the officers then took her to the University Medical Center for treatment. From what I gather, around the same time that this is happening, Aris is returning home from work. So as he arrives home, he sees cop cars obviously surrounding his home, and then he sees Eleanor being escorted down the driveway. He just knew something bad had happened. He shouted to her, "What did you do? What did you do to Ash and my baby?" Eleanor just looked at Aris and then looked away. She had nothing to say. One of the saddest parts to me is that 5-year-old Alex told his dad that he was sorry that he couldn't have done more to save his mom, that he saw his auntie Eleanor stab his mommy in the neck, and that he had mommy's blood all over him, that he tried to go outside and get in the truck so he could go and get his daddy. Oh, I hate when kids are involved in terrible things like this. Ugh. So later at the police station, Eleanor had a lot to say. She said she was arguing with her sister-in-law Ashley about money before her sister-in-law Ashley charged at her with a knife. She claims they struggled for a while with the knife, but she was finally, you know, able to grab the knife and only fought back in self-defense. Then apparently at first she had told police that it was Aris, Ashley, and the kids that were due to move out of the home, like that was the deadline for them to move out, not her. And then she told police that Ashley had stabbed her because she would not give Ashley any money. In a follow-up interview, she tells police that Ashley had gone stab crazy. Eleanor was then informed that Ashley did not survive the attack, that she had died and lost their unborn baby. Eleanor then broke down crying and stated that she could not continue on with the interview. So the coroner's office found that Ashley died of 14 stab wounds to the back of her head, side of her neck, her left arm, which was also broken, and a post-mortem stab wound to her left ankle. Given that she was 9 months pregnant, her unborn baby also died. Aris and Ashley really wanted the gender of their third child to be a surprise, and now they would be finding this out through a coroner's report. The baby was a boy, and Aris named him Anthony. Like, how upsetting is that? You know, the baby was full term. He would have survived if Ashley wasn't killed by her wounds. When Aris was interviewed, he told police that Ashley and Eleanor had a shoving match a few weeks earlier and that he suspected that his sister possibly could be suffering from bipolar disorder. He told police that his sister was trained in martial arts and she had a Chinese fighting knife with 4-inch blades on both ends that he actually forbade her from keeping in the home because he was worried for, you know, the safety of his kids. Police then informed Aris that they found a weapon matching that exact description between Ashley's legs. When Aris found out that his sister snuck in that weapon a weapon that he forbade her from having in the home. And then she used that exact weapon to murder his wife and unborn baby. He was furious, to say the least. Eleanor was soon arrested and charged with one count of murder with the use of a deadly weapon, one count of manslaughter of an unborn quick child, and one count of child abuse and neglect. The child abuse, neglect, or endangerment charge stems from any trauma that the two kids who were home at the time may experience from witnessing the incident. At the trial, which began in February 2014, Eleanor pled not guilty on the basis that she acted in self-defense. She had her head down the whole time in court. She didn't look at the media, her family members, or her brother present in the courtroom. Aris was furious. He stated that the case was a no-brainer, that Eleanor deserved life in prison. He stated, "She should not see a light or day or make any phone calls outside that prison. Wherever she is going, no contact with human life. She has no respect for human life. I have no sympathy. No sympathy. You were my blood. Now you're not. I'm turning my back on you. Don't even think that I'm your brother. You're not my sister." Eleanor's defense lawyer, Norman Reed, believed that it was a pretty solid case of self-defense, that he believed that they were going to prove that Ashley was the one who stabbed Eleanor with the ninja knife first, and that Ashley did stab Eleanor multiple times, and there was a lot more backstory to the case. But this claim was challenged by District Attorney David Stanton, that a crime was even committed by Ashley, and that no elements of self-defense were presented by any forensic evidence at the scene of the crime. I mean, Ashley had how many stab wounds? She had stab wounds to the back of her head, her neck, her arm. She had a broken arm. And attacks on arms are usually a sign of self-defense, that the victim is protecting her body from further attacks. Ashley's cousin, Jamie Winters, wrote in a statement to the media stating that Aris's family just wanted privacy in that moment. And he said, "A husband is trying to grieve and process what his own sister did to his wife while he takes care of his children that witnessed their mother get brutally murdered. We are all at a loss of words and none of us in the family know what to say. We can't stop crying and wishing she was still here. I spent my whole life with her and I know she wouldn't have started a fight. My cousin died helpless and in pain, fearing for the life of her baby and for herself." During the trial, Aris stated to Eleanor, "I will get you back for this, and I feel life with no parole or a death sentence. That's it. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You took two lives from me." But the DA asked for the maximum sentence that allowed Eleanor, who had no prior criminal history, a chance at parole. Eleanor finally spoke. She read in a statement at court, "I am ashamed and disappointed in myself, but I stand here ready to take accountability for my actions." On June 26th, 2018, 5 years after the murder of Ashley Indico, Eleanor Indico, 35 years old at the time, was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole after 25 years. Aris told reporters that he was struggling for years with the death of his wife and unborn son, along with trying to deal with the fact that his sister was now in prison for life. And he expected to be contacted whenever she was eligible for parole. He said that he did not believe that his sister, who had in fact reached out to him from jail, he didn't believe that she was truly remorseful. He said, "I know who she is and what she's all about, unless she proves herself otherwise." He told reporters how his last moment with Ashley was when she dropped him off for work with his two kids, how he never thought that was going to be the last time he was going to see his wife, and how he will never see her alive again. He said, "It's not easy for a father to look at your two kids and tell them where mom is. This should never happen to someone, or something that you see in the movies or read in a story. I think this is still a nightmare that I will wake up one day. Every time my kids ask for their mom, I just say that mommy is in their hearts and in their memories." Aris received a lot of support from family and friends, and also from the community that they lived in, and Ashley was laid to rest on November 6, 2013 at Oakwood Memorial Park in Chatsworth, California. A strange and crazy twist and somewhat happy ending in a way is that during the time the trial was taking place, Aris, you know, received a lot of support from family and friends, and he actually grew very close with Ashley's sister, Heather, his sister-in-law, and they grew so close, in fact, that they entered into a relationship soon after, and the grief had brought them together, and they debuted their relationship at the trial. Aris fell in love with Heather, and their kids were supported by having a mom figure and their aunt in their life. In 2019, they welcomed a son together named Jason. And isn't that wild? Like, he had a son with Heather too. Like, it's kind of crazy how the world works. Now, a lot of people had an issue with this relationship. There were a lot of mixed feelings online. I read a Reddit thread from people who claimed to know Aris and Heather, and there's just a lot of thoughts on this. But as I was looking into it further, trying to find out some more information, I saw on IG, Instagram, that Aris said that he's a father to 4 kids. And I'm not sure if he had another child with Heather. It's unknown, but I believe that Aris and Heather are no longer together. And I don't know if it's a good relationship between the two of them. I believe Heather has like moved somewhere else with her son, Jason. So I guess it wasn't a happy ending. Anyway, that's like all gossip. So I don't know how true that information is. This is just a really sad story, you know, where someone who needed help and was receiving help acted out of rage, anger, jealousy. She destroyed her own family, her brother's family, and poor Ashley. I can't imagine the fear she was in. I mean, when you're pregnant, you're already in like defensive mode most of the time. And knowing her defenseless kids were present in the home at the time her sister is acting like a knife-wielding maniac and attacking you, and you have to save yourself, your unborn child, and then what about your 2 kids? And the stress and fear she would have been under is just unimaginable. I hope those kids don't remember much. I hope they can move on. But he was 5 years old at the time, and, you know, it's going to be something that they're going to have to deal with forever. And I don't know if Aris could ever forgive Eleanor. Could you? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in next week's video. Besitos. Bye.